News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Number of influencers on social media are claiming that chemicals in sunscreen are dangerous. Some viral clips have gone so far as to claim the sun does not cause skin cancer. And joining us now to discuss this is Anne-Marie Tobin, the HSE National Clinical Lead for Dermatology. Good morning to you. Tell me how dismayed you are at this trend online that says we shouldn't use sunscreen.
Good morning, Ciara. It's just unbelievable. You know, first of all, there's absolutely no truth or no science behind the, you know, proposition that the chemicals are harmful. And the idea that the sun doesn't cause skin cancer is just ludicrous. It's the most preventable type of cancer we have. And the one thing that's involved is UV radiation. So by not protecting your skin, you're signing yourself up in later years to, you know, trips to a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon to have skin cancers removed. And even if you were to leave aside the whole skin cancer risk, it's the single most anti-aging thing you can do to protect your skin with sunblock.
Yeah. I think that's why it's semi-extraordinary that influencers of all people would be against it. Now, I saw this too, and like yourself, Anne-Marie, I was quite incredulous. But you and I aren't really these influencers' target audience, I wouldn't imagine. They're probably on TikTok, I suppose, targeting generally much younger people. Do we fear that this is actually having an effect? I know that various reality TV stars, including one from The Only Way Is Essex, has been posting that she never uses sunscreen and her family never uses sunscreen because of the toxic ingredients. You know, I'm flabbergasted, but how do you counteract that with the audience that she's talking to?
Yeah, so it's obviously targeted at a much younger audience. Bear in mind that these were a similar audience that were targeted with anti-aging creams and having a fridge to keep their cosmetics in and using retinol. You should be using retinol, which, you know, at a young age. So it does not stack up with what they've been told. Because not using a sunblock when you're younger is incredibly dangerous, because the amount of sunburn you get adds up all over your lifetime. And severe sunburns, for example, a blistering sunburn in childhood or adolescence, doubles your risk of melanoma in later life. So it's a particularly worrying trend to be putting out there among a younger audience.
Okay, so the bottom line, the message is that these influencers, they're completely wrong. Not only are they wrong, I'm putting people's lives at risk in terms of skin cancer, but also the anti-aging thing is huge. I like the likes of me, I'm slapping on the factor 50 all over my face and wearing hats and sunglasses and everything in the hope of keeping the sun away at this point. And is that the kind, one of the messages, is vanity going to help us here to sort of say to people, look, this is a good reason to wear it too?
Well, I suppose if you're 15 or 16, you know, you can't conceptualize that you will be 50 or 60. And at that stage, but what we're seeing is that people are getting skin cancers at much younger ages. We're seeing people in their 30s, which would have been very unusual, getting skin cancers. And so one is definitely the skin cancer message. And, you know, a lot of skin cancer is very treatable, but it does leave you with scars, and usually it's in very obvious places on your face. And the second thing is, if that doesn't deter them, as I said, it's difficult to conceive in the future that you are at risk, is yes, the anti-aging UV radiation damages your collagen, and no amount of serums, etc.
Yeah.
Eating collagen, taking collagen.
Doesn't matter where you keep your cream. Yeah. You can stick it in the freezer, never mind the fridge, and it won't make any odds. Look, thank you for joining us this morning. We do appreciate you highlighting that with us. That is Anne-Marie Tobin, their HSE National Clinical Lead for Dermatology.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.